This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy Thursday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour Milky Way Mixer. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border, Anchorage to Atlanta, Dallas to the District, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, DA. Everything we saying, DA. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. So get yours with a Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. How we doing this morning, everybody? So glad you're with us. Big show coming up for you. How about the coach? Bill Cowher's going to join us. Super Bowl winning head coach, member of the NFL on CBS. We'll talk to Bill Cowher coming up here 1 hour from now. Very cool. Also, the return of Super Dave. His college football picks. He got a game. Gained one game in the standings on Mraz last week, which was a devastating proposition considering Mraz went 0-3. The door was open for Super Dave, but he couldn't knock it down. Only picked up a game because he went 1-2. But still creeping closer, Super Dave now one win behind Mraz in the standings. Again, the bet is if Super Dave loses the picks competition, he has to utilize our favorite drops in his Winthrop men's basketball broadcast. He's the play-by-play voice there. If Mraz loses, he will be forced to take the SATs in studio. And then we will finally know what his score would be because he's never taken said standardized test before. Not an SAT, not an ACT. So Super Dave comes your way in about 35 minutes from now. Also, John Dorenbos is going to join us. He is a former 2-time Pro Bowl long snapper turned magician. Yes, he's been featured on Ellen, among other places. We'll have John Dorenbos join us here on the show. Former Pro Bowler, now magician. Coming up in hour number 3. That is truly a DA show caliber guest.
What you think about that, DA?
Also coming up this morning on the show is tonight's AFC West tilt, Chargers and Raiders, an elimination game for the playoff race. Does the Meadowlands have a cat problem? And who's got the pressure on them in Bama LSU on Saturday? All coming up this morning on the show. Any of those topics you want to jump in on, let's do it. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Or on Twitter, DA on CBS. But can we begin with this Kawhi Leonard story? You just heard Andrew Bogish mention this in the headlines. Kawhi Leonard did not play last night as the Milwaukee Bucks get the win over the Clippers. Now, this is game one of a back-to-back for the Clippers and Kawhi. And the way that Kawhi and the Clippers are handling this is that if there's a back-to-back, he ain't playing one of those two. Now, people are upset because he's been sitting out the nationally televised games. And the Bucks get the win 129-124. So they lose with Kawhi out, and the television contract loses because Kawhi sits this game instead of the next game. This is 2 weeks in a row this has happened. So the NBA has tried to institute a series of rules so that you don't sit out these types of games. They want the national audience to watch the stars. And ratings were down last year. And here you have one of the game's biggest stars on an NBA championship caliber team against another NBA championship caliber team saying, no thanks, not interested. You have the NBA agreeing to spread out the season so that there's more time in between games for recovery. Less back-to-backs or 3 and 4 days. Less travel. The NBA's tried to acquiesce, and still, here is perhaps the best player in the league saying, yeah, who cares, not playing. And what can the Clippers do? The Clippers can't woo Kawhi Leonard, build their franchise around him, hitch their wagon to him, and then force him to do something he doesn't want to do. We've seen how that turns out. Reed, Spurs, San Antonio. So the NBA has stretched out the season. They've created less travel. And they've tried to force players to play in the games that are the ones that are nationally televised. And it's still not working. So here's my question. Is Kawhi proving that the season is actually, frankly, stubbornly, just too damn long? It's where we begin. Your cold open.
It was great. I mean, I wanted to win the game, though. But the effort was great. You know, we fought and all that stuff. You know, and that's what we have to do on nights when we are shorthanded.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That, of course, Doc Rivers after the 129-124 loss. NBA spokesman Mike Bass tells ESPN.com yesterday, quote, Kawhi Leonard is not a healthy player under the league's resting policy, and as such, is listed as managing a knee injury in the Clippers injury report. The league office, in consultation with the NBA's director of sports medicine, is comfortable with the team medical staff's determination that Leonard is not sufficiently healthy to play in back-to-back games at this time. End of quote. But look, what this is, the root is what happened in San Antonio. Kawhi felt like he was compromised physically and was forced to be out there playing anyway, and that it injured him permanently, and he was never going to trust team doctors or outside speculation. He was going to trust himself, his team, his internal team, not even the team that employs him, and that was going to be that, right? So that is where this all stems from when it comes to Kawhi Leonard being overly cautious about his health. But last year, same deal. He was on load management, missed a bunch of games, missed 20-some-odd games, and yet still carried his team to an NBA championship. So does it matter? No, it doesn't. I mean, from a fan standpoint, if the idea is this is entertainment, and if the idea is that the ultimate goal is not always just to win a championship, okay, maybe he's in violation. But if the idea is you win a title at all costs, whatever it takes, you win a title because the ends justify the means, then this is what it is. And this is just Kawhi Leonard not wanting to overextend himself, even if he is healthy. And what are you going to do? Argue with Kawhi Leonard's process here? I mean, really? The guy is the best two-way player in the NBA. The guy is very clearly an NBA MVP candidate. The guy is one of the most clutch players of the NBA. He's won 2 championships as the NBA Finals MVP on 2 different franchises. And what are you going to do? tell him that you're doing it wrong? He's not doing it wrong. He's doing it right. It just proves that the NBA has an inherent problem. 82 games is too long. If you would immediately lop off 20 games and say, okay, it's a 62-game season, guess what? Kawhi Leonard's not resting. I can't imagine Kawhi Leonard wants to go down to 40 games. But right now, the NBA has a volume problem. And you can't escape it. They arbitrarily, a long time ago, decided, you know what? 82 games is how many games of the regular season should be. And they've added rounds of the playoffs since then. And they've added games to each series. And so now it's not best of fives. Nobody has a bye into the second round. That's the way that it used to be broken down. It used to be that the top two seeds don't even play in the first round. We're talking about back in the 60s. But if you look at the expansion of the NBA postseason, there's more games than ever before now. Now you've got to win 16 games to win an NBA Finals. That's not the way it used to be. It has always expanded. The NBA has a volume problem, and they can't escape this. And players are smart enough to know their control and their power and their influence. Kawhi's got a ton of it. And what are you going to do? Argue with his process? No. The NBA needs to look at itself in the mirror and say, we either accept the fact that players are going to take stretches off, or we eliminate games. One of the two. You can't keep fighting this. It's not going to work. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Saturday, LSU, Alabama. I think it's so important to highlight Ed Ogeron and what his path has been to get to this point in time where he is coaching a national championship contender and could be coaching the best player, the best team in college football and the best player in college football. Chase Young has been amazing. There's some other tremendous players, but what Joe Burrow has done has vaulted him to the top of the Heisman list and perhaps the number one pick overall. Ed Ogeron lost a lot at Ole Miss. Ed Ogeron was an interim coach at USC, passed over. Ed Ogeron has been the interim coach at LSU, and his AD tried to go out and get other guys like Jimbo Fisher and Tom Herman. And Ed Ogeron never looked the part of slick, freshly coiffed, hip, young CEO. He ain't PJ Fleck. He doesn't look the part. Ed Ogeron doesn't speak in complete sentences. Ed Ogeron has that low bayou grumble. Ed Ogeron wears shirts that don't fit. Ed Ogeron doesn't look like he would be running a Fortune 500 company. Instead, he looked like he'd be running a gas station. And yet, the humility, the groundedness, the realness, the authenticity has been such a crucial factor in LSU's success because Ed Ogeron did not need the credit. He could say, you know what? We're doing a new offense. Joe Brady, you come in and install the new offense. Hey, look at Joe Brady's offense. He can say, this is not my defense. I can have a strong-willed coordinator. Dave Aranda, look at this guy's defense. This defense is great. He doesn't need the credit. It doesn't need to be about him. And because of it, LSU's better than ever. I love the story. I love Coach O. I love what he represents. I love the idea that people can think you're not good enough. The decision makers, not good enough. Not the right guy. Not good enough. Not the right guy. And eventually, you wait, you're patient, you get the spot, you walk through the door, and then you crush it. I love this. I love the Coach O story this year. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. We'll jump into your phone calls coming up here next. We're talking about the Kawhi Leonard load management situation and if it's solvable. Also, tonight, AFC West matchup, Chargers and Raiders. And could tonight's loser be eliminated from the postseason talks in the final 2 months of the year? We'll discuss. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
The way sports talk was meant to be, on an imaginary spaceship.
Job.
DA, you know how much I love the show. I can't thank you and the crew enough for the opportunities you've given me. The D-Aliens who have given me support in this. Thank you, DA.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
23 minutes past the hour. We got amazing news. That was Lewis in Palmdale. He's been searching for a kidney donor for a long time now, and he's talked about this openly on the show. He's used his social media platform and his circle of friends here within the DA show walls and behind the scenes as well. The D-Aliens, a bunch of listeners that are all together and supporting one another. And Lewis in Palmdale announced yesterday he has found the kidney donor. Later on this month, he will have the transplant, which is amazing news. So cool. So happy for him. And so happy that perhaps we could have had some small role in spreading the word and allowing the attention to perhaps connect two people where Lewis and Palmdale's life is going to be completely different now, which is just tremendous news. So I am very happy about that. Really, really happy about that. And when he said that he found a donor, I think we all here on the DA show had a huge smile on our face. So really cool, and just speaks to the power of the D-Aliens, the power of the listenership, the power of you guys every single day that make this show really what it is. Family. 855-212-4CBS is your phone number. As always, you can listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio Network, also on SiriusXM Channel 206, on radio.com as an app, also on the CBS Sports app, or on Apple Music as an app, or you can simply watch us at watchda.com. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money switching to Geico, geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Thomas is in Palo Alto. He's listening to 96.1 of CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, DA. How's it going?
Good, bud. How you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, man, quick comment on Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers.
Yes.
I think that, you know, the Clippers need to pick a few games. I'm going to call them garbage games, say, against Cleveland or against, say, the Timberwolves or Orlando, and he can sit out those games. But, you know, if he's going to sit out some of these games against some of the best players in the league, man, fans are not going to be happy. On national television, if he wants to be ready for the playoffs, he's got to play against those guys, even during the regular season. But against Cleveland, Orlando, T-Wolves, he can sit out.
Well, I don't blame you, and I don't disagree that fans are going to be upset if Kawhi Leonard's sitting out these types of games. Like last night against Giannis and the Bucks, this could be an NBA Finals preview. I mean, they're only going to play twice this year, Clippers and Bucks, and it would be great to be able to see Kawhi versus Giannis and these two teams at full strength these two times in the regular season. However, what Kawhi is saying, and I believe this is a Kawhi thing, not a Clippers thing. I don't think the Clippers are being overly cautious with him. I think this is a Kawhi thing being overly cautious with himself and the Clippers having to go along with it, is back-to-back. It's the back-to-back game. So it would be nice if, you know, the back-to-back games included when he wants to do this, games against crummy teams so that he can then sit during the crummy teams. But I think it's just all about timing. Now, why he chose last night's game to sit when it's the Bucks instead of the other game, I don't know. But, I mean, that's, again, this is this Rubik's Cube that the NBA has found itself in. You can spread out the season. Less back-to-backs, no 3-4 nights, but if players want to sit, they're going to be able to sit. All Kawhi has to say is, yeah, my knee's just not feeling right. And what are the Clippers going to say? You got to go out there. Tonight, Chargers and Raiders, and the Chargers have a short week. They'll be playing a division foe, and LA has kind of thrust itself into the middle of things. They are 4-5. They've won a pair of games in a row. And if they win this game, they can go to 5-5 and find themselves actually in the middle of the wild card race in the AFC. But this is all happening amidst the rumors that the NFL is looking at the Chargers to perhaps relocate to London full time.
I just found out about the story last night. I mean, I don't think there's anything to it. Well, I know there's not anything to it. We're not going to let it be a distraction for us. We got a job to go do Thursday night, and that's what we're getting prepared for.
So I don't think that the Chargers as a team should be affected by rumors of them perhaps playing in London. I mean, look, they haven't had a true home field advantage in 3 years. They're playing road games basically 16 times a season, which makes last year's 12-4 campaign by Anthony Lynn in his first year unbelievable. That Anthony Lynn and the Chargers, without really any home games, went 12-4 and would have won their division 85% of the time throughout NFL history, but were in a division with the Kansas City Chiefs and the NFL MVP, Patrick Mahomes. I don't think tonight or any game this season, suddenly the Chargers are out of it because they're thinking about London. You know, you think about the 95 Browns, but they had one foot out the door. They were told they are moving. If Dean Spanos said tomorrow, yes, we're moving to London next year, yes, I would expect the season to go to hell in a handbasket. But this is not going to happen overnight. I don't think either one of these teams rebounds with a loss tonight. I do think in many ways it's an elimination game, and here's why. Let's look at the AFC playoff picture. The Patriots are going to win the AFC East. The Ravens, let's say, are going to win the AFC North. Let's say the Chiefs are going to win the AFC West now that they're going to get back Patrick Mahomes. And let's take the winner of the AFC South as right now the Texans. Those are your four playoff teams. Now let's find two wild card teams, okay? The Bills are 6-2. The Colts are 5-3. Those are the two best records for the playoffs for the wild card. The Steelers are 4-4. And the Jaguars and the Titans are 4-5. The Raiders are also 4-4. I don't think there's any way with a sixth loss tonight the Chargers can win a playoff spot. I don't think 10-6 is even realistic when you fall to 4-6. So let's take out the Chargers here. A loss tonight, six losses at this point in time. You're not rallying to win your final six, and I don't think that we can count on them even having that potential in them the rest of the way. For the Raiders, could 4-5 do it? With a loss tonight to drop to 4-5, again, let's assume you're going to need 10 wins to get in. I mean, do the Raiders at 4-5 have a 6-1 final seven games as potential? I don't think so. I will say I am eating some of my words about John Gruden before the season. I thought this was going to be a disastrous season, and he's held this thing together. And even at times with a very leaky roster without Antonio Brown too, that the Raiders have rallied and won some good games. And to be even 4-4 at this point in the season, pretty good. I mean, if they end up at 8-8, that's a pretty good season, unfortunately, for where the Raiders are in their build right now. But if it's going to be 10 wins to get to the playoffs, I just don't think there's any way that the Raiders with a loss tonight go 6-1. So in many ways, yes, I think tonight is an elimination game. Loser walks and is not in the postseason conversation. Is it possible 9-7 slips into the AFC playoffs? It's possible. But again, what you're talking about is that means the Raiders could only lose two games the rest of the way if they lose tonight. And the Chargers could only lose one game the rest of the way if they lose tonight. Frankly, I'm not seeing it from either one of them. I don't think they have that potential. So tonight, loser, smell you later. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. We'll jump into your phone calls coming up here next. Also, we've got Super Dave on the phone, standing by, trying to make up that ground with the Battle of the Bulge this year, even though Super Dave is very svelte and in good shape. But Super Dave stands one win behind Mraz. Mraz has 15 wins. Super Dave has 14 wins thus far on the season. Will Mraz continue to expand that lead, or will Super Dave make up ground to force Mraz to take the SAT in studio? That's the question burning. That's our burning topic today here on the DA Show. Super Dave next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's new on CBS.
We've got it all together.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And we thank you for being with us on a fine Thursday around here. DA with you on CBS Sports Radio each and every morning. And you can watch the show for free. No subscriptions, no cost, no sign-in. Just go to watchda.com on any platform, which is awesome. On your phone, just watch it, watchda.com. Or you can go to your laptop, your PC, your desktop, your tablet, your smart TV, watchda.com every single day for the live video, the simulcast of The Dosh Show.
I love the Dawg.
Alabama and LSU coming up here on Saturday. I think Tua is going to play, but I'm not convinced Tua is going to be 100%. I don't think there's any way he misses Saturday's game. And Saban has dropped some hints that, well, it'll be a game-time decision, but he's making progress. It'll be a game-time decision, but we expect him to play. LSU knows there's no way Tua's not playing. There's no way Tua. This is their season. Alabama, without this one, is going to have a really leaky resume going into the college football playoff, even if they finish at 11-1. Because this is it for them. This is the big one. And you're going to need some help to get into that fourth slot for the college football playoff if you don't win this game. This is their season. At the moment, this is their season. So there's no way Tua is going to miss this game. But, you know, let's face it. Tua dealt with an ankle injury, high ankle sprain last year. They did the surgery. He went into the playoff. He played well. But when he was hindered in the SEC title game, I mean, Tua really looked out of sorts. And Georgia made him look very mediocre. And Georgia would have won that game had Tua stayed in there and Jalen Hurts not gotten in. If Tua is limited, with all the unbelievable wide receivers Alabama has, they need Tagovailoa to be at least mostly mobile and mostly able to get them the ball, because they're going to have to score. I am not convinced that this Alabama defense is going to be able to shut down how good Joe Burrow and the LSU attack is. I'm not convinced. So they got to have Tua. They need to score points. I think minimum Alabama needs 28 points of this game, minimum. And they might need in the 30s. You ain't doing that unless Tua is pretty effective. That is an enormous storyline, and I don't think we'll know. I don't think there's any way to know how effective Tua is going to be coming up on Saturday, but he's going to definitely play. But a compromise Tua Tagovailoa, that's 75%, 80%, might not be enough. That's how good this LSU offense is. This season, the college football versus NFL picks. Mraz has a 15-win total in the NFL picks. Super Dave has a 14-win total in his college football picks. If Super Dave can defeat Mraz, Mraz is forced to take the SAT here in studio. If Mraz defeats Super Dave is forced to use our favorite drops in his college football broadcasts for the Winthrop Eagles. It is time for Super Dave's weekly picks.
It's a spread. It's a line. It's Super Dave.
All I know is if
you're betting our games, you're sitting on enough money to retire. BYU, they're okay. Brent Gabbert, that's Blaine's brother.
With your weekly college football picks.
Our picks are on fire. I'm more concerned taking over for a guy named Huge. This is just an unbelievable coaching mismatch.
Thank you, Super Dave.
Yeah, well, the picks weren't on fire last week. Mraz went 0-3, and Super Dave, you only went 1-2. The door was wide open for you to take over in this race.
There's no question about it, D.A. Hank Bachmeier let me down.
Oh, so now it's Hank Bachmeier's fault.
I mean, I thought that Boise State would not commit turnovers, and they committed turnovers. I was up late watching with our friend Carter Blackburn, and I was not happy with the result.
Nor was I, because I really want to see Mraz have to take this SAT. Let's start with your picks here. Notre Dame and Duke. The spread is the Irish by 5.5. And in this one, they've been waiting 58 years for this. Your pick?
Yeah, now let's put an asterisk on this. I sent you these spreads on Sunday night. Some of them have changed a little bit, but it's a busy week. I start college basketball season tonight. I've been to two games over the first 2 days of college basketball season. I'll go 3-for-3 tonight. So the spreads have moved just a little bit. But if you look at these two teams, Duke and Notre Dame, as ACC teams, you have Duke, an average ACC team. They're 2-3 in the league. And Notre Dame, who's 3-0 against ACC competition. And I think that's what they are. I think Duke is a middle-of-the-road ACC team. I think Notre Dame is a good ACC team. I know that Notre Dame barely beat Virginia Tech last week, but go back and look at the game flow. Notre Dame was knocking on the door time and time again, three turnovers in the red zone, impressively drove 98 yards for the game-winning touchdown. They outgained Virginia Tech 442 to 240. I just think Notre Dame is significantly better.
So you like Notre Dame pretty big in this one. Right now, the line that you're working with is the Irish laying 5.5. Let's move on.
Well, you like to bet early, Damon. You want to jump on that early line because if you know it's going to move, you want to get your side early.
Yes, yes, of course. Liberty and BYU is your next game. And when you were looking at this, BYU was favored by a robust 18 points. For you, this game is come for the football, get your religion on the side.
Yeah, and I've rethought that. I think it's actually come for your religion, get your football
okay.
on the side.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, you were talking about that Alabama-LSU game. That's a clash of SEC teams. I'm not overly familiar with that conference. This is two NCAA independents. There are only six of those, Notre Dame, Army, UMass, New Mexico State, Liberty, and BYU. And when the independents get together, you kind of want to throw out the records. You might want to introduce religion, really, three of those teams, big-time religious schools. But BYU has played normal schools, people that you have heard of. And they've been respectable in those games. They're 4-4. They beat Tennessee. They beat USC. They beat Boise State. They beat Utah State. Meanwhile, Liberty, they've played like the worst schedule I've ever heard of. They have four wins over teams that are a combined 8-27. Their best result this year is probably getting shut out at home by Syracuse, who's no good to start the year. I just think this is a total and utter mismatch. BYU playing at home, I think it's a rout.
All right, BYU at home, big. And then finally, in the Big 12, Iowa State and Oklahoma. This one is in Norman. The Sooners also favored big. You had the line at 13, the Sooners by 13. In this one, playoff or bust.
Yeah, I mean, this is a deal where if you look at the analytics of it, Oklahoma more or less still controls their own destiny. If they win out, they're probably going to be in the playoff. That's where they've been the last 2 years with Lincoln Riley, a one-loss playoff team. I don't see any reason to believe that they're not going to be there again. If you want extra motivation, Oklahoma has killed Iowa State historically, 75-6-2 all time. But 2 years ago, Iowa State won in Norman 38-31. Oklahoma coming off a loss, coming off a bye. Last time they played this team at home, they lost to them. I just think you get the A-plus effort for Oklahoma in this game. And yeah, losing to Kansas State 48-41 was disappointing, but K-State won the game by holding the ball for 38 minutes and forcing turnovers. Ball control and forcing turnovers is not what Iowa State does. I think it's a bad matchup for Iowa State. I think Oklahoma is highly motivated. I think they win going away.
All right, so Super Day's picks this week, Notre Dame, BYU, and Oklahoma. He's also the voice of the Winthrop Eagles, and college basketball season has started, and you're the host of the Bearded Carcast. And so now in the middle of your basketball season, your travels around the conference to cover college basketball takes front and center in the Bearded Carcast. What's on the latest Carcast?
My broadcast partner, Mike Pacheco, and I are sitting at the Quaker Diner in Hartford, Connecticut, about to eat. We're going to do a little video on that. We're going to ESPN this afternoon. Winthrop tips off against Hartford tonight, so lots of content coming your way.
A Winthrop-Hartford clash in November, is that right?
Throw out the records, America East, Big South.
Dave Friedman, thanks so much.
Take care, D.A.
That's Super Dave!
It's a plane!
Super Dave.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. Coming up next hour on the show, Bill Cowher is going to join us, Super Bowl winning head coach, turned NFL broadcaster, of course, from the NFL on CBS. Also, in purely DA show fashion, we will dissect and do a deep dive into whether the Meadowlands has a cat problem. A note on the Steelers, speaking of having Bill Cowher come on. I think that a lot of people scratch their head when the Steelers traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick. They said the season's over, Roethlisberger's injured, done for the year, done for the day. A.B. gone, Le'Veon Bell gone. Why trade a first-rounder when you never trade a first-rounder? Why would you dare do that? And what the Steelers probably knew or might have lucked into is that their defense was already pretty good, and they felt as though with Mason Rudolph in there, they could actually win on the backs of defense. Now, the Steelers have not been known for defense for a long time, which is ironic because of the Steel Curtain defense of the 70s, the Cowher defenses of the 90s and early 2000s, the Polamalu defenses under Mike Tomlin. But this has been all offense all the time the last couple of years for the Steelers. And the Steelers bet on their defense and said, let's bring in another young cat. Let's bring in a guy who's talented, who's young, who's on his rookie deal. And let's plug him in here and let's see if we can win on defense. And Minkah Fitzpatrick has been everything and more that they could have wanted. He is a turnover machine. And the Steelers, after having dropped to 1-4, are now 4-4. I think they'll fall short of the playoffs, but they gave their team, they gave their fans a team to actually watch. And I think in many ways that's refreshing because in sports today, we're almost always like, okay, you either win right now or everything is about winning in the future. You either win, you have to be one of the championship teams right now, or you have to set yourself up to win in the future. That is an either or. Either tank or be a champion. And the Steelers kind of cut the difference on that. And in many ways, to this point, it's paid dividends. We'll talk to Bill Cowher about it coming up here at the top of the hour. This week's PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, delves into not only Meraz's viral rant, but more importantly, the saboteurs of the pork store. We've talked about this on the airwaves this week, where Meraz hosts the overnights on Saturday nights, and twice out of the last 3 weeks, all of his production elements, all of the stuff that's in his computer folder for the engineers and the producers to use have been deleted. We believe, this is not coincidence, we believe there are those that don't like Meraz, resent his success, resent how he's handled his job. He's made some enemies on the way up, and that they're taking it out now. Really interesting side B guest. Ben Horowitz, who is the producer of The Pork Store, comes on and points the finger at a couple of people that we haven't discussed yet, and also challenges Mraz's notion that he's a, quote, locker room leader. So I highly encourage you to download this week's PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, because you'll get a behind-the-scenes look at The Pork Store, which is in many ways kind of like our spinoff. The Pork Store is kind of like a DA Show spinoff. Okay? It's kind of like when Joey got that sitcom after Friends. When we come back, Bill Cowher's going to join us. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.